Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Episode 118 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast. 118. Yeah. Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, my brothers. Happy New Year.
Yes,
yeah.
We, new year, new us.
In the Jordan year.
Yep, Jordan year. We almost, you know, because, you know, we the 2-3, you know, of the, you know, of the podcast world. See what I did there? New year, new drops. That's drop number
new
one.
Drop.
New drops. New we got drops. New drops, Russ. We
yeah, new drops.
We got new drops.
We got another one, too. But
oh, you got another one. And I know exactly what topic I'm going to bring it in on. Like, fucking. Like, we can start with the, you know, the foolery, you know, bring in New Year. Niggas is comparing Dave Bautista's movie career with The Rock's.
The disrespect.
Saying that it's better than.
Accusations. These are not accusations. This is false accusation.
So let us know if you ever need us in that drop. That shit was crazy. I had to pull up a whole fucking collage to let niggas know that hold on.
What's crazy about it too is that like Batista doesn't like, hey man, I follow his blueprint. Like he doesn't give The Rock his, you know, his. It just do like
Russ. Look at this. Look at this shit.
Throw
this whole fucking flow.
word for word, bar for bar. But yeah, I don't think that he doesn't give him his flowers. Like like John Cena. And I was talking to B about this off camera. I was saying like John Cena, he definitely be like, nah, I'm following. Like he's super humble about like, hey, I'm just doing what The Rock did. You know what I mean? Like, hey. But nah, Baptiste,
he even apologized, right? Hey man, I see why you. No, you was right. You was right. Like, there's money out here. You were absolutely
but
right.
But nah, Baptiste, he definitely be trying to act like he just like no nigga you. Like the,
he tried to flex on the Kevin Feige and them.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about. I don't, nigga, you better be Drax to Drax go.
Drax is definitely dying in the next Guardian. So
like he's acting like he's big dog. He's never like really big dog in any
he was big fish.
Projects. Like no, you side characters when it comes to the bigger projects. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, fucking Dune. Like that people bring. Oh yeah, he was in Dune and like trying to be. Yeah, you could be a part still of these ensemble cast and stuff. But
he's in. And I hear the series is good, but he's in the.
Glass Onion too.
I hear it's a movie or a series. It's a movie. Is it a sequel to Knives Out?
Gotcha.
So. Oh, I got it. Okay, so I got to watch that. Yeah. I'll watch that.
And you was a bum in that. And you was bumming Glass Onion. No, but nigga spoiled it for me.
I was going to start it, but I didn't.
Down the rabbit hole of, you know, slandering Batista.
That's funny.
They gave away his little character art, and you're like, "Oh, see, man, The Rock would never.
The Rock would never.
Would never do no bullshit." And the niggas that was with me, you know, like Rock was like, "Hold on, he don't have a walking tall. He don't have a. He was the original Scorpion King. You did Scorpion King 3, my nigga. Humble yourself. You did Scorpion King 3. Niggas didn't even know there was but a 2.
Literally walking in his footsteps, and
literally in his, like you know you." Like yeah, no, you did a movie with a little girl. He did like your shit wasn't classy. You couldn't do the Tooth Fairy. Niggas like you could never do the Tooth Fairy and bounce back like that. You could never. Like nigga got hella straight to DVD movies on his IMDb. Like he was part of that weird era where niggas was just teaming up with like Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone and was still on the DVDs just weird random plots about escaping jail and shit like and fighter movies and shit.
Yeah,
like,
fighter like, movies. That's funny.
Like man, shout out to Sylvester Stallone. It was looking bad for you for a second. Thank God you found Creed and the Expendables because boy, that straight to DVD era was looking really nasty. You had to team up with 50 Cent all the time. We niggas start teaming up with. 50 Cent and Robert De Niro is going to DVD.
I'm gonna shoot him a little bell because he did kind of always keep like a little, you know, little blockbuster joint like the Grudge match with Kev and all that stuff.
Well, even that
didn't go straight to DVD. But
no, I'm saying it wasn't. It was a theatrical release. So I'm talking about successful.
And I'm sure it made money because whatever. But now, Hulu has a chokehold on fucking what's his name? God damn it.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And these movies are so trash. Duh, it makes no sense. And I don't know why I keep baiting myself and like clicking on them, like, oh, cause it's Bruce Willis. I'm like, oh yeah, Bruce Willis. All right, bet. I watch.
I wonder if these we both clicked on the same one. I was like,
no, not the same one. The same six. Like, I don't watch six of them. That's like, what the fuck? Like, Bruce, you really signed up for this? You Bruce Willis? What the fuck, man?
No, you got to go out with a bang.
No, he's not going out with a bang, right?
Well, he can't act anymore now.
So I'm thinking that had to have something to do with it. He didn't know what he was signing up for. Like fucking Bruce Willis and Mike Tyson and shit in the same movie.
Not six though. Like it, legitimately, yeah. I didn't like every single time. You know, Hulu, the algorithm isn't as good as Netflix, but they be trying to. Actually, their algorithm is pretty bad, but they always like suggest movies for me. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I like action thrillers, you know, or crime, you know, thrillers or whatever. So yeah, it's a bunch of Bruce Willis movies that are and mind you, these aren't old. These be brand new movies. They'd be like, yo, the 2020
2021.
I'm like, what the fuck? And these, I'm talking about his acting is garbage, and these movies are garbage-er. Like, it's terrible.
That's all. It didn't make no sense. There was like,
so
no
yeah, plot. Sylvester Stallone. I'm gonna choose, you haven't got that bad.
No, but nigga, he was getting bad for that. I looked down that IMDb hole. That 2011 era, that weird little 2011 to 2016 when them older actors, him and Robert De Niro, were doing some shit they should not have been doing. But all you veteran actors that work with 50 Cent, like I'm sorry you had to go through that era. You're like Bruce Willis too. All 50 did all of them.
They won't win too.
Yeah. 50 was bringing them in the DVD era, like that.
You know what was funny too? I seen something that somebody was saying, like they were like shooting Marvel Bell, and they was, you know, because everybody be shitting on Marvel, like, yo, blah blah blah. And they was like, you know how hard it is to keep somebody's attention for 3 hours?
It's not the easiest.
It was like, yeah. The Irishman, we still ain't got through the Irishman. You know,
I didn't even turn it on.
I tried. I definitely didn't.
I didn't
make it. I tried.
I watched.
I didn't even go back though. And I like I said, I love crime. I love action thrillers. That's my genre of shit. And it's, you know,
it's a mob movie.
I love mob movie. Like that stuff, boy, man, please, brother. That shit definitely ain't keep me in. Get one of my guys in me. Shout out to Ross. Shout out to Ross Moving Company. Y'all check him out if y'all need to move anything. Shout out to Ross. Ross hit me. He's like, man, were you able to finish that? Cause I like posted like, yo, about to check this out, and he had hit me like, yo, did you finish it? I'm like, fuck no. I hit him the next day because I fell asleep. I'm like,
I watched that movie without hearing. I didn't even know about the whole. Yo, it's gonna be a long ass. So I didn't know I'm about to watch a long ass.
Am
I tripping or is this movie still going? I was like, wait, I did not know that it was about to be a long ass movie. So that caught me by surprise. Like, fuck it, I'm already in it. Like if I went in with that mindset, that probably would have affected me more getting through this movie because I'm, you know, but the fact that I'm just in it and watching it. So, hey man, shout out to The Rock. You know, XFL dropping soon.
Black Adam 2 is not
5 weeks. Man, dropping the XFL. He's like, oh yeah, it's new February. I at the Super Bowl.
Shout out to Rock. Black Adam did come to HBO Max, so I did watch that. You know, over the happy holidays, Merry Christmas to people.
Yeah, we've been gone for a little bit.
Yeah, we went off for a little bit. How was everybody's Christmas?
I was sick, so.
Russ saw it coming. He let us know beforehand.
I texted everybody. I was like, dog, I'm about to be out like the entire weekend, and that's exactly what happened. So, yeah. I started feeling a little bit better like Christmas night, but I was still like out of it energy wise. So.
Okay. How was gifts?
That was good. Yeah. With her family, we did like a Secret Santa thing. So that was pretty good. Then me and her, we did like a surprise exchange thing where we just kind of like just got each other like gifts we didn't tell each other about.
How do you do a surprise exchange on
Christmas? So basically what we did was I was like, let's just, because every year what we usually do is like, okay, what do you want, what do I want, and let's just do that. I was like, how about we just like
let's actually do Christmas.
So I just think what the other one might
as opposed to just taking the soul out of Christmas.
It was funny. I was a little nervous because I was like, you know, she liked the gift, so I was like, cool. So, you know,
what'd you get?
I got her a necklace, and then I got her a, it's like a, engraved in like the, it was the date we got married and the date we started dating on it.
Yeah.
And then I got her some new headphones. She liked those Raycons, so I got her some like.
She got what?
Like those Raycons. She liked those a lot, so I got her the higher tier ones.
The Ray J ones?
They're actually really good, bro. They're really good.
The Ray J ones?
Yeah, they're solid, bro. They're really good headphones.
Shout out to Ray J, man.
You really like Ray J?
Yeah, man. Shout out.
I sold you.
I was supporting Ray J.
They're unbreakable.
They're unbreakable.
And then I got her a foot massager too.
Oh,
so yeah, and then she got me some. I want some weights. I've been trying to, like, you know, improve my physical.
Oh, you trying to get bulk?
A little bit, you know, little something, you know.
All right, you trying to get Russ Bush on the bulk up
Russell.
Yeah. And then I've needed like a new carry on luggage, so she got me that. So we don't even travel
like that.
Oh, trip next month. Two trips a year, bro.
What'd you do? One, two trips a year?
Two, you know, PTO. And then, yeah, then I always make breakfast all the time. She's got me like one of those sandwich makers, too.
Oh, dope.
So that was pretty dope. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was able to be.
That was good, man. I liked everything I got. Had lots of eggnog. It was a good time.
Of course. All right, so, yeah, me, as everybody knows, so we hosted brunch at our house. So B came through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's the brunch? And
caked it and all that. Everybody loved the food and all that stuff. Gift-wise, you know, like, it was crazy. I feel like I'm happy I'm at the point where I'm just like, when my mom asked me, my wife asked me, like, yo, what do you want? I was like, I have everything that
I'm tough. I'm the same way. I'm just
like, I literally have it. Like, I have the house. I have like sneakers. Like, yeah, you can buy me some like sneaker heat, but nah, y'all want to go that dig in your pockets if you're trying to give me some sneakers that I've always wanted. But I'm like, other than that, I'm like, I have everything. Like, if you don't buy me sneakers, I'm fine. I have enough.
I got a lot of gift cards, and that's really what I wanted. To all the places I like to eat, the stuff I need to use. Gift card for like gas and stuff. So,
yeah.
You know,
so like I said, yeah. So for me, like I said, getting stuff for me is tough. Like I'll definitely say that, but I definitely got some dope stuff. Stuff like house stuff, like hardware stuff. Like it sounds wild trash, but like I wanted a safe. Yeah, I mean, so somebody bought me a safe. I wanted an air compressor for my garage. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to pump some air. but everything else.
A safe, like a safe.
Also, too, through Secret Santa, I got a money clip wallet, and then I got a massage gun. And then I got like,
oh yeah, too. I got a bunch of random stuff too. Like my wife buys me like clothes and stuff that. So I got a bunch of random stuff like that. B got me a dope Seinfeld.
That was
fire. That was funny. That was hilarious. Which is nothing but a cup and some socks. But
but
the sentiment is hilarious. So yeah, like I said, I appreciate all the gifts I got. Yeah,
that's good. Also, the last like gift I got from my wife, I got a gray Pico finally. So
okay,
finally got the gray one.
Hey,
see, I was like, oh shit, okay. I've been trying to get this. I've been trying to look for one of these.
Finally happened.
All I need now is a navy, like a dark navy one, and I'm done. So that's about it.
Yeah. So the holiday was good.
Yeah. Okay. Glad everybody had New Year's resolution.
Aside from Christmas Eve, went to the Giants game.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I played them tough, you know.
US Bank Stadium is dope. It's amazing.
Great stadium.
It's crazy, like being an opposing fan in there, because I'm watching the game and like something dope will happen and I'd be like, yeah, but then like nobody else is cheering. So I'm like, oh shit, Jedi mind tricks you like, oh shit, did y'all see what
I just saw?
I'm like, oh shit, did that not happen? I'm thinking, you know, because I'm like, oh shit, nobody else is clapping. I'm like, but it was dope, man. US Bank Stadium, though. Met some Giants fans, and so so that was dope.
But it wasn't a ton.
Was it like Minnesota Giant fans? Giants fans that could travel from like New York to here?
A little bit of both.
Okay,
so like, you know, I'm a Minnesota Giants fan, so there was some of us that, or there was some people. The people that I met were like people that one was like relocated here from, you know, from Jersey or whatever, and his man's he flew in for the game. So they whited that motherfucker out though. They said it was a whiteout. Whited that motherfucker out. It was white.
I was wondering, I wonder how, like, how Orin was feeling at certain moments of the game. Like, oh yeah, we got
like
this.
I'm like, we get, but like I said,
we about to win this. Like
we're doing, I knew it was gonna be a tough game regardless. Because I'm like, we're battling injuries, and you know we're a tough team. You know, we just a tough team to beat. But and the Vikings are extremely good this. Well, I ain't gonna say extremely good, but they're good this year.
No, wins are wins. All right, so we
do a change. They're good this year. It, so
we're technically hard to beat in that fourth quarter. Like people ask me
when they knew I was going to get, like, man, yo, you think y'all gonna win? I'm like, hey, we gotta play a good game. we gotta play a good game to win this. I'm not foolish.
The Vikings fans.
Foolish pride won't be my suicide. I'm a realist.
They've done a good job keeping people in the arena. Like, can't leave early. Like, over. We like, no, wait, hold on.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished.
Oh man. And then New Year's, had y'all spent New Year's. I was doing comedy. I was at the House of Comedy. Mm-hmm. That was a great way to bring in New Year's. So many people came out, man. Look, everybody was looking for something to do. And appreciate everybody that came out.
Also, you was at and you were there early too. Like, Russ was at the restaurant at 9:30. You was
at 9:30 reservations.
I was at the House of Comedy at like 6. And, we had to get ready for the early show at 7. And then we had the late show. It was like the biggest gap between an early show and a late show that we ever did, because I never worked the New Year's show. I almost worked the New Year's show last year working for Godfrey. I remember that shooting happened.
Shout out Godfrey.
At the mall last year. But this year, the shooting happened. You know, they pushed the shooting up like a week earlier. So, we said we got to do the New Year's show in the late show. They didn't start that shit till like 9:45 or 10. So they were trying to make sure that it ended exactly at so we can do the countdown at the end of the show. I thought I was late show was just going to start at start at 9, and then we I can get in and get out after I do my whole thing. Like, no, I had to stay and host the after party.
Oh, did y'all have an after party?
Yeah, after the show because we already there to count down. We celebrating. They brought out champagne.
They kept it open.
Yeah, they kept it open.
Because House Comedy will get you the fuck out of there. It's over. Go.
So, you gotta go home. Just gotta get the hell out of here. No, it was a great
time. Did Sugar Factory stay? You know, Sugar Factory. They'll keep it on for y'all too.
They were all gone. The whole staff was gone. Everybody left. Everything closed early in the mall. Even before the show started, like all the stores were closed by the time I got there at 6.
Loitering around here, I gotta go.
So like, House Comedy was the only thing. You can hear the noise coming from the club from the other side of the mall. Like, that's like,
but that honestly is dope for non-Minnesotans. Like that fourth floor had a bunch of different restaurants, a bunch of different arcades, a bunch of different stuff, in and out and all that. The House of Comedy and Hooters are the only things that are still open. The House of Comedy and Hooters obviously isn't
an institution.
Yeah, I did hear they are rebranding or whatever, which is hilarious.
Just accusations. These are not accusations. This is false accusations.
Saying that they have to because the this generation don't like breasts.
Yeah, no, they okay. So yeah, so I'm like, you heard the same thing. I was like, all right, so the, you know,
I will not slander to say that we don't like
accusations.
Breasts.
Just accusations.
But I. You know,
to everybody, like, oh, they gonna change it to booties or change it to First of all, no. Let's get this shit out the way. Hooters ain't been hiring big titty women in years. They've been stopped hiring. I've been stopped seeing titties at Hooters. First of all, that's why niggas ain't going to Hooters. It's because we don't like titties. We just know they ain't gonna be in there. I haven't seen a Hooter up in there in years.
They started branching off to that owl logo. They started branching off to OVO because they knew them.
just mad B cups in there.
Mad B cups in there. That's hilarious. How do you feel about their wings though?
Overrated, man. Overrated.
Wait, Russ, you like their wings?
Bro, I'm keeping it real. I've never actually.
You've never been to Hooters?
I've never been to Hooters, bro.
I've only been once.
I've been
twice.
Yeah, I think I've only been twice.
Or actually, I'm lying. I've been there before. But I just don't remember eating there.
I just walked by it so much.
I went there when I was in Wisconsin like one time. I just do not remember eating there. No.
Like, they hype up Hooters wings wild crazy. Yeah. And not in
they were not as great. Nah, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the one the at the mall or something.
The because we're no for you.
No, they don't even flirt with you. No, they ain't no experience going to Hooters. Ain't nobody.
You weren't a regular. Wasn't regular. But no, what's funny though too, that and I randomly seen a clip from this older woman, and she said she used to strip back in like the BMF era, and now she retired. Now she's a bartender for a strip club, and she was saying like they're so desensitized because of Instagram, because of social media, where you can you should not be like the strip clubs. You like, yo, it was a fantasy that we were selling them, and you know what I mean, all that. She's like, now they on their phone, they can see the same stuff. Can see it on phone. So she's like, yeah, the money that we used to make when rappers, athletes, and drug dealers was throwing 40,000-50,000 a night. They're like, they ain't seen that in a strip club no more. I'm like, dang, that's a cold game. Sheesh.
Yeah, now the game has changed. So, like Hooters used to be like kind of a little bit of taboo. We're going to Hooters. It's like it was like a big deal. But like now, all
right, horn dog.
Now
why are you going to Hooters?
Now with Instagram and all that stuff, and then Drake owns the Owl now. It's like the Hooters brand has been going downhill and all that stuff. They started to get women with like larger breasts, but it's like all the pretty ones, they're all like on like Instagram, all the influencers, they're not about to work at Hooters, so they just got ugly women.
They started hard. It's almost like, so once these old horny niggas stop tipping $100 at Hooters, then Hooters is over. Like,
I think they,
because these young niggas won't, because like, they like shit.
That generation is almost over.
Once the Hooters is out with the baby boomers, is what they saying. So if you own, if you're Hooters owners, sell. If someone wants to buy Hooters, sell it, because ain't no new wave coming. They no new wave.
Ain't no new crop of Hooters with the Hooters and
the young boys ain't coming.
It's almost over, y'all. Yeah, just sell. Just sell. Just like Mano should sell his catalog.
Oh man!
If he was ever offered $20 million,
Did you send that to the group chat?
I
did.
Rusty, I was just watching.
Rusty, go ahead and break it down.
Joe. Okay, so just to start off. So Joe and then they have like they do like Patreon. So like the whole month of December, they just were dropping their Patreon episodes on YouTube. So I was chilling today. I was watching the Lobby Boys with Jim Jones and Mano. They were talking about like art, because this episode's from like back like. Whenever
it's summer old.
Because
he said that he was talking about like an album that was coming out in September, so I know it was like in the summer.
It was
like
around the time when Drake signed when Drake's new deal got announced, and everyone was signing, and everyone was signing out selling their catalog, and they're like. And he was like, yeah, Mano. So, like, I think he was talking to Mano and Jim, but
He was really talking to Mano because he talked to him. He wanted to know, hey, how much would it take for you to
sell like, your catalog? It's about $20 million. And I was like, well, you know, that started the discussion. And then Jim was like,
I'd have to think about it.
I was like, dog. Accusations. These are not accusations. I said, sir. As soon as they say 20, I'm like, yeah, deal.
Yes.
Deal. 20,000? Yeah.
What? How much? Yeah, 20,000? You would have gave it to him for 20,000?
But Jim was like, 20 million starts a conversation. I was like,
no. Jim?
Yes, because I was like, Jim, yes. Like, because even Joe was
Jim,
like,
Jim, you at least got some hits. You yes. have, like, you, yeah. you, you, you,
and people, and it might become.
Ballin's been used everywhere.
Yeah, like, you probably
going to get sampled. You know your value.
You probably get some residuals from, in some way, shape, or form. I'd still take cash up front, because Jim, you don't got that much residuals. Like, you're not getting that crazy money. But Mano, you are a tough guy that everybody loves in New York. Like, nigga, I couldn't name a song that Mano did at all.
I'm still trying to think, man.
Ever. If they offer you $20 million, you better. Yep, it is. Whatever. Like,
they offer you. They offer you four.
You said 20,000. They 20,000. I'm like, Mano, I don't know what you dropped, but shit, you might want to take that.
And Joe was like, yeah, you know, y'all both got hits. I was like, one of y'all do.
One person.
Hey, Joe be gassing. Yeah, because both y'all.
It's a New York thing, man. You know, you gotta.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you know, that's their man, so they couldn't. Like, I'm like, man, all right. I Hate Her was half a hit.
I get 20 mil.
You that's the song I was trying to think about. I couldn't.
Oh, is that is?
Yeah. Wait, which one? I hate it. It was like back
said,
in 08.
Like I said, that was a piece of a hit. That was a
hit portion. And then
yeah,
I think it had a T-Pain feature. That,
I feel like the most
that was
famous
on like 106
I
and Park for like 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah, like that. Didn't, man, know you,
didn't he slap Young Berg and take Young Berg?
Yeah,
that's the most thing I know about him.
He slapped hella niggas.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's known as he with the shits.
He's a bully.
Yeah, I ain't gonna call him bully, but he with the shits, and yeah, and everybody respects him in New York and all that. People, you're dope.
He would go on Breakfast Club and tell like, yo, King of Brooklyn. The name of his project was like King of Brooklyn. Like, fam,
nobody cares. Yeah. But the fact
he's saying who else got, you know, you can't bring up Hov, you know, you got like, what about Fab? And I'm like, he would argue that, like, no, Fab definitely got you on the on every front.
The fact that nobody cared to argue with him when he screamed King of Brooklyn just shows why you should take 20 million. If somebody gave him 20 million for two records, you're not getting to in your lifetime that them two records ain't getting 20, ain't giving you 20 million. So but like I said, Jim, that's different. He can leverage it different. But Mano, boy, you better take that 20 million quick, easy, and we'll go to the And then people like, oh, well, would you take $500,000 out of the dinner with Hov? Mano, take the money.
take the money.
Take the money.
Because at no point is Mano music gonna accumulate that type of money. Like, you have a conversation. Your music is not making you
take the money.
Than 20 million. You're like, I think you only get like $2,800 a year off your music. So you just definitely take it. Definitely take the streams ain't getting you.
But also, but then with that though, like, but bet on yourself too. Like, so you can sell off all your old shit.
You can own 100% of nothing.
No, but I'm saying, but if you're as dope as you're saying that you are, if you're as dope as your Bravado is or whatever, then keep making classes or keep running it off. Keep running it up. And they own that old shit, but all the new shit. Like,
here's my thing.
But you don't have no new shit, and it's not happening. So
he has new shit, but nobody cares. See, that's the thing about Mano in this whole situation.
But that's why you take the 20 mil.
I agree. No, I'm talking about from the side of like betting on yourself. Here's the thing: it's one thing if like you're an unknown up and coming artist, you bet on yourself, you know, because there's no Mano. Has been around for years. It's just been proven that it's just not gonna work. We know who you are. We know you make music. We still don't listen, nigga. So yes, take the money. Don't bet on yourself, nigga. Take the money. That's all I'm saying. Like, speaking of rappers and money, shout out, first of all, you know, New Year's positivity. Shout out to Romeo and Master P. They pieced it up.
Oh,
they
brother.
Posted a picture together. Oh, no. I'm starting with love. I'm still about to kill Romeo. So,
is it Romeo or is it Master P? All right. You on Romeo's side. Or you on Master P's side.
No, listen. I'm only on this side. I'm not on either the side. That's family. As far as the family issue thing, hey. I hope y'all get everything straight now. It seems like everything's on good terms and stuff and mental health, and I hope healing. Now, when it comes to music and business, my God, shout out to a very funny individual named Ron Taylor, who me and Russ both know. He had one of the funniest takes about this whole thing, because you do know as a child actor, as a child star, the good point was brought up that there's a half the money that they give you, it's put into an account and you can't touch it until you're 18. Your parents can't touch. That was a song. All right, but no, I'm talking about like when he had the Romeo show on Nickelodeon and all that stuff. Any acting you do or anything like that, it's put in an account that you or your parents can't touch until you're 18. And when you turn 18. Your parents still can't. They don't have any access to it. There's nothing they can do to get to that money. It goes straight to you. Now, with that being said, Ron Taylor gave an interesting point about that, and also his Romeo's music career and him wanting money.
Romeo came out and said that he didn't make any money. He said he never saw one check from Rap Snacks.
How many hits did this nigga have as Romeo? TLC ain't make no money. Nigga, you had one song. fuck Lil Romeo? When you was 18, you could have got all them checks. How much money you thought you was supposed to get, nigga? You ain't made chasing waterfalls, nigga.
This is definitely a New York nigga. Like, this is definitely a New York nigga.
That's from Detroit, actually.
It's from Detroit.
Oh, it definitely sounds like you're from New York.
That wasn't even your song, little nigga. How much money you gonna get the fuck out of here? The boss, I ain't get no money for the chips. Nigga, nobody did. It's a picture. You ain't picked no potatoes. You ain't seasoned shit. Your stupid ass face, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You grown as fuck. Fuck you. What song did you have, nigga? You wasn't even hot. You was disco Bow Wow, and Bow Wow got fucked over. This nigga gave us Like Mike. Nigga, you gave us Hanging with Romeo. Bow Wow was hooping with Allen Iverson, nigga, and he's still on tour. Nigga, Mr. 106 and Park, nigga. You ain't Mr. 106 and Park. Give Bow Wow some chips, nigga.
It was really
that,
funny.
That's hilarious on a bunch of different levels.
A lot of points were made. That's so funny. Hanging with Romeo? Fuck your show, little nigga.
That's hilarious. Yo, he definitely was.
Rod Taylor, one of the best ranters in the game. When he gets the rant on the topic, he goes off. And this is what me and Russ love him for, because when he goes off, it's just so funny. Romeo, we don't care about your business dealings, because how much is it really worth? Like, how much you think he's getting for that one song?
So, whose side?
Because people forget that he didn't have hits like that.
So, whose side are you guys on?
Neither. I don't care about either of them. Both y'all are at fault, okay?
All right. Okay. It's nil.
Let's just be honest. That family as a whole, leave us alone. I don't care anymore, okay? First, it was the whole his son going to HBCU and they were changing the narrative. Then his son left the HBCU and went to a regular school.
ICDC College.
And I'm good on Master P, bro. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm good on all of them. Master P has finessed us out of money for some fucked up films.
So,
finessed us in some ugly ass album covers. Lil Romeo, you finessed us into thinking you actually had a career and a music career. Like, so, nigga, you didn't have no fucking hits.
For our new listeners, I am
on the side of slandering Romeo forever. I will always slander that nigga. So,
for our new listeners, we've had this conversation about how Master P been finessing us out of quality visuals for a very long time,
and manipulating us and guilting us into doing it. And you don't support
independent ownership. You don't support whatever. Like, he's that. But the movies fucking suck. The movies suck ass.
Russ, did you see I Got the Hook Up Too? No,
I'm good. Like, I don't.
Starring Fat Boy, FSC, and
nah, I saw.
Hey, where my man's been?
I saw the roster and I was good. He's trying to be a rapper now, bro.
He's been doing music.
He faded down to obscurity where he belongs. He need to stay whatever. That's cool. In some in darkness. Stay off my timeline.
As long as he don't jump on stage, because you know that's a. You know, that's social media's.
We got Drewski now. We don't need you, nigga.
I'm more follows.
Your chips, nigga.
You didn't pick
no potatoes. You ain't seasoned the shit. So it's a picture. Nobody got paid from rap snack.
Master P guilt trips is into supporting all his endeavors, which is hilarious.
Pancakes, but ice cream,
I'm like, we talked
about noodles.
We talked about it on early episodes. Like, all right, man, is this shit actually good? Nah, just give it to the black man. Like, your noodles is the exact same as ramen, but you just like, yo, give your dollar to the black man. You ain't giving us no health benefits, no vegan options.
No, we giving you sodium. All his products giving you sodium and the sugars.
You're giving us the exact same thing that the big companies are giving us, but you're just saying spend your money with me, not with them. Like, you're like, there's no benefit. Like,
see, that's one thing. If he has a product and it tastes the same, that's one thing. But like, your movies, you can't tell me your movies is quality like the Wild other. Track. Is it as good as this one? No, hell no. It's not gonna be good.
Exactly.
Nigga, there's no script. There's, like, y'all just shooting shit. Like,
Like, what the fuck? Like, you know.
And if you paid,
them, oh, now I'm tearing down the black man.
And if you paid them good money, hey, brother, you shouldn't have. Like,
No, he overpaid. He has a reputation for overpaid. That's why it was shocking. That's why it was shocking to people about like, Snoop Dogg, Eddie Griffin, all the people that's cast in the movie. They're like, yo, he paid me. I never got paid this much to do this little ass movie. It's like, yeah,
it was funny. And this is another thing that randomly came up on my timeline when they asked John Witherspoon. He's like, we all got $2,000, $5,000. And he was like, it was a $2 million movie to shoot, and Cube was going to put up money by itself, but then who did?
New Line Cinema.
He was like, we'll pay for it. He's like, I bet. Then it did $300 million. And John Winston was like, they didn't look back to hit nobody with no bonuses, nothing. Like, they took all that, but they didn't look back to Cube to be like, oh, Cube, they didn't. I mean, that's crazy. He's like, nobody got more than $10,000, and then the movie did $300 million.
And now Cube
on a $2 million budget. So yeah, I mean, y'all.
And now Cube,
even if you can't do the math.
And now Cube is on, and I love Cube, but now Cube is on like a press tour, like with like E-40 and Too Short and all them promoting Mount Westmore. But he's like talking about, the Friday franchise, man. They won't give it to me. They won't give it back to me. Like, they won't sell it to you, and I'm not about to buy it back. Give it to me, it's mine. Like, and then some people are like, you signed it away. I don't. They're not just gonna give you just because it's like the right thing to do. Like, no, it's business. You signed it away to New Line Cinema, and it's theirs. There's now. Yeah, but I made it. Hey, you could.
You did.
Yeah, you did. You did. But you don't own it. But they should give it to me. Like, you want to pay for it? No. They should give it to me.
There will be a day where a descendant of whoever runs New Line, he's made enough money. He's doing okay. And he wants the right thing. So, yeah, but it ain't happening with the people. The people, like I said, these old heads are still alive. The people that still tipping $100 at Hooters, they still alive. So until they die and pass on their descendants, you're not getting that back.
Yeah, no, they're not just gonna hand
them old heads ain't giving it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they it keeps getting licensed out to every fucking streaming service. So they're just gonna hand you Friday.
No, it ain't happening. And I did see, in shout out to Cube, I did see him saying one of his biggest regrets of.
I hope he gets the brand back. I'm just saying, it was funny. I saw the joke.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You signed it.
You did. You had the $2 million. You should just put it up. But you made. So when he was faced at that table, it was like, do I put up my $2 million? For this movie, or do I let
bet
them
on
put
yourself.
Up $2 million?
Bet on yourself.
He did not bet on himself. He was like, y'all put up the money. I said, did $300 million.
Astronomical numbers over time, and that's not including VHS sales. Remember that it was in the VHS era, and of course, even when people convert, it became a staple in black households. So, like, even when the next thing came out, when DVDs came out, people went and got Friday on DVD.
But I like history.
So the money that's accumulated over time, is insane.
But like I said, $2 million back in when did Friday come out?
It came out in 95.
Yeah, $2 million in 95. He had it, but that was a big bet on yourself, because that $2 million back in 95 was a hell of a lot of money.
Well, the budget was like $5 million or $4 million.
Okay, I seen something that said it was $2 million.
Yeah,
but that's what John Witherspoon said.
Yeah.
But I did see that one of it was a recent interview, and somebody asked about Fridays, one of my biggest regrets was that I didn't get to do Friday 4 with everybody, and he's like, now I really can't do it because John Witherspoon passed away. Yeah. Tiny passed away. He's like, so I really can't.
Oh shit, $3.5 million. That was the budget. Shit,
told you.
That's a low ass budget.
He said $2 million. $3.5 million, and it did $300 million. So yeah, so we'll never really get.
We'll never really know how much it really did, because there's so many factors of the way it sold. Like,
crazy.
Theaters is one thing. See it in theaters, and it wasn't. out in that many theaters when it came, because it's a low budget movie. It wasn't much for like marketing or getting it into as many theaters as possible. So for it to be able to do what it did,
like I said, but imagine him betting on himself though. That'd be crazy. That would have been crazy.
Yeah, it's easy to say in retrospect. Man, I
would, oh yeah, like hindsight is always 20/20.
Because you got to think about it. It was a simple ass movie about like, you know, the big box office about to, and a lot of people in that movie were still getting their start. They weren't like the huge stars that they became. Nope. So it's like, you know, and you're thinking about a low budget movie. Yeah, no one could predict that it was gonna do that much. You might, you're thinking about making the quick flip. You know, I might, you know, double, triple the budget, triple, you know, profits and stuff. Not to. Sectillion type, I don't know what type of number, kind of the crazy flip that is for Friday. Like, it's insane. But yeah, man, a lot of pranks been going on, and we got some justice and some satisfaction out of this one that went viral. The son of Angela Bassett decided to prank.
Hey, that shit ain't cool.
That shit was corny, bro.
That's one of the worst TikTok pranks, because that's death. Isn't nothing to play with. And like, it was going crazy. Like, a bunch of people was doing it. And like, that shit ain't cool.
Yeah, that shit wasn't cool at all. And they got in his ass for doing it. Cause knowing what, you know, she's been through, and like, you know, after like losing Chadwick and like, in that whole, you know, process, like, who would want to do that to their mother like that? And then play like that with someone she knows. And that's like crazy. Like, wow, yeah, and then lo and behold, that apology video came, and
he posted an apology video.
Oh yeah, oh,
that ass whooping.
He was crying. Like, I'm sorry, I want to apologize to the mother family of Michael B. Jordan and his loved ones, and Michael B. Jordan himself. I did not mean to. Like, you know what you meant to do when you.
I said like that's just like it's. Especially like it's crazy. Like, you do that and you're straight. Like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, I saw people like trying to like shoot him some bail. Like, even
on what accord?
I'll tell you the accord. Like, oh, y'all were all young and did stuff.
I never did nothing like that.
No, black kids never play with their parents like that. We might do prank, but we not doing shit to that level where we going up to our parents and telling them that they died, making them have a heart attack, recording. We going to do a shit to that level.
No, and yeah. Black kids don't. but even so, black kids that grew up from the ghetto and they trying to, you know, do something funny to make it, that's completely different from kids that grew up completely straight, privileged, money's good, all that, that. Like, no,
this kid did not grow up, he had no, don't
say, oh, y'all did something. No. You're speaking towards kids that didn't have nothing, that grew up with. You know, that was just like doing funny shit. Like, oh, yeah, it was funny. He knows better. And his mom has been in the limelight his whole fucking life. And they've had security, and they've had talks about how this works. Even when social media got big, she was like, yo, this is how this works. No, you did that. No, you deserve every lump you get.
There was like, shoot, there was the memes of her like being.
I don't even know how old he is, but he deserved it.
He's like 18.
Oh, he definitely. 19. Oh, man, hey, and Sebastian, X him out the wheel. Or cut his share short.
Don't bet on yourself. Don't bet on your kids. This situation. Yeah, no, that prank. I don't know where it started and like what TikToker started this and thought this would be a great idea.
Like I said, it was somebody that came from nothing. That was probably just joking around, and everybody picked up on it. And
but
it is what it is. But nah, you don't play with death. You should know better,
because it's one. It's all. It's multiple things. It's him playing with death, but also. The way he scared and like on camera, like we as a culture took that to heart. Like how like doing that to her, like it hurt to watch her react like that. Like that was crazy. So yeah, no, when they got on his ass, I was so glad I sent that apology the right way. Like, satisfaction. The memes and the gifs of him getting the whoop in, or like, me gifs of people taking off their belts.
Whoop him again.
Whoop again. Like, saying she's on the other side with the blicky, making him making a say an apology. Him reading from that script, like that's how you know she made him write it down, because he is reading. So, oh man, and his reading level, wasn't the greatest. So, and him trying to catch his breath in the sniffles and crying, like you deserved every bit of that, every bit of that. But yes. I'm glad, you know, Angela Bassett is doing well. Like,
man. Shout out to Mike B. Jordan. Can't wait to see Creed 3.
Oh yeah, no, we ready.
Yes, sir.
Yes, 3/3/23. Can't wait to see that. I wish it would have dropped a little earlier than that, but all right, man.
We'll take it.
I'll take the lead. I can't wait for you to do the marketing run where you're on jumping all these shows. Rest in peace, also to Barbara Walters.
Yeah,
big goat. Yeah, interviews, always pressing niggas.
Multiple moments.
You didn't care. You know the older people, like, they don't have that filter, man. Like, always. The way she did the Kardashians. Like,
always have no talent.
She was trying to understand, like, what? Why? Like, why, man, am I? Why am I sitting here with you guys? Why?
She just wanted them to say, oh, because we're pretty. That's all she wanted to say. She was like, hey, how you getting this money? Because we're pretty. That's it. That's all she wanted them to say. But. Being a recipes, Barbara Walters.
93 years, man. 93 years.
Which is, you know.
And long. She died on the anniversary of Betty White dying right before her. Like, she almost made it to news. She almost made it to her
100th. Shout out to them, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all hear about Keith Stanfield? He's in hot water.
When's he not in hot water? That's the only time he's in the news, when he does like something that's like,
whoa.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I saw like a post. I didn't.
Well, for me, it was.
Well, we got started in the beginning. He announced his engagement.
Yeah, so he announced his engagement.
Congratulations on
his,
that.
His child's mother was saying that he.
Well, no. Oh. A girl came out of nowhere and told us, "Hey, he has a child with me. He's been hiding the child from the world, and I'm going to expose it now. He won't speak to me. Talk to his son.
Call him a deadbeat and all that stuff. Like, but so I didn't see it. My wife was saying, but she was posting pictures of
him. She was posting pictures
with him and the kid.
So this was like a secret that no one knew about. No one knew that he had a baby mom kid. This was all like a secret.
And so yeah,
she was tired of being a secret, Russ. She was tired.
Yeah. So I told my wife I was just like, man, I've seen my friends be amazing fathers to their kids. And them tell their child's mother no, and then they go on like, you ain't do shit. I'm like, all right, so this I'm like, I'm looking at it, it's like, yo, this might be one of them. This might be one of them. You might have asked them for something and they said no, but it again been in the child's life and been to, you know, did all the everything. Like I said, I've legitimately seen my friends go through this. They're there every game. They're signing up for everything. They're paying for this. They're paying for that. But the moment they say no to their child's mother's request, it's been, oh, you ain't shit. All right. This is all right.
It went left.
But
like, girls that like love Lakeith, they felt betrayed. Like, how could you? We thought you were one of the good ones. They've been killing Lakeith. Like, you know, I mean, Lakeith has done some stuff. He's made headlines for just being weird and all that stuff. Like, nothing crazy. You know, because he's a very eccentric person. But this is like this really disappointed people that they were doing this.
I said,
Russ, how do you feel about people who hide their children from the world?
Hey man, blessings to all parties, you know, involved. You know, I'm a pray for them, you know.
Speaking of people that, you know, hiding kids from the world, you know, Diddy, well, you know, since we've been gone, Diddy has been welcoming babies and been new girls and all types of, oh, yeah, he just had a new baby. He said he's about to have, like, some more, too. Like,
oh, y'all Nick Cannon?
So
Nick is up.
He's told Nick is up. Like, yeah, I think Nick
thought he could beat him? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and then, you know, then, like, him and... The whole Young Miami thing is just confusing, that relationship. They just posted that they're back together again, whatever, New Year's.
It's funny that, like, people gravitate towards those type of things, but, like, and not actually look at the, like, so the way I, I guess it's like a perception thing. Like the way I look at it, I'm like, dude, he's old and rich, and he's just trying to kick it. So, but he don't care about a relationship. He will tell you whatever you want to be told. Like, shorty. Yeah. He got it. He ain't worried about it. Just like Nick Cannon. He ain't worried about it.
Yeah, but it's starting to hit Nick now because Nick is like, yeah, I realize I can't be like, you know, for those, I'm missing a lot of events and stuff. And it's like,
I can't be there for him. But he never hold on. Just
great. Shoot some bell. Go ahead, B.
Glad you brought this up. This is an amazing segue because.
What content?
On New Year's Eve, last night, actually, to be exact, motherfucking Nick Cannon was on there. With Andy Cohen, and then they asked him about him having so many kids, and if he was gonna ever like put a condom on.
You recently welcomed your 12th child, daughter Halo.
12?
Damn. Congratulations. How is everyone doing?
Thank you, man. The family is amazing. Everybody's healthy, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you are single-handedly repopulating the earth. I give it up to you, man. What is your plan here? What is your end game with the kids? You just want to keep going, or is there a question? Number? Do you want to hit 20? Where are we going with this?
Yeah. Clearly, I don't have a plan. honestly, man, it's really just so much joy and elation to have the family that I have, and I embrace it and I love it, but I don't have a plan. That should have been clear from the jump.
A vasectomy?
Is that what you want me to get? Is this my body, my choice?
Yes!
That's that's the part that went viral. He asked him, "Were you gonna get a vasectomy? Like, is that what you want me to do? It's my body, my choice." Which means new kids, more boat kids on the way for 2023 for Nick Cannon. His body, his choice.
Has he be young boy all the time? Let me just double check. Has he be future? Hold on. Let me see. Hold on.
All I know is like they're going. Shardy Lowe is still, you know, retired at 15. Recipe Shardy Lowe.
Future got 7. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, he's beating everybody out as far as volume per year. Like nobody's had this many in 1 year.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like we talking about like back to back.
Yeah. Actually, somebody might have. I think Travis Henry used to play the running back. I think he got like. He got it.
I'm like, we can talk about Dwight Howard. We can talk about
Bob Marley.
I ain't gonna do Boosie, but like, shout out to Boosie.
Yeah, Travis Henry got 11 kids by Tinder. Damn.
But no, I'm saying, but we're talking about in a year.
Yeah.
Like this has been a run.
Within like two years or whatever.
Yeah, this 2 years.
All
span,
his kids are this damn near the same age.
He had the two with, you know, with Mariah and stuff, and so there's a gap there.
So they're older.
But then like these past two years, the rest of them has just been different women.
They all the same age.
Yeah.
Got more kids and notable records, man. It's crazy.
So Nick does not have a plan. So if y'all, so don't.
He's a menace to society, man.
He's trying to repopulate.
So he's a menace to society. So how do you feel about menace to society? Like
the movie?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about menace to society. Triple entendre. Don't even ask. Where should they go, Russ?
People that are just overpopulating with the kids, with the, you know, the Nick Cannons, the futures of the world, the NBA young boys. And how do you feel that they're doing it with a lot of white women? Dr. Umar, you don't understand that they're doing it for the culture. They're trying to make the world blacker.
What do you call it? A snow bunny crisis?
Nick Cannon, 5,000 lashes. Oh man,
shout out Umar, man.
Yeah, man, and shout out to the internet now. We're just giving people lashes every time they see an interracial couple.
And I hate the fact that people are like, would you the people that went super deep with it, like, well, you would you do that to, like, there are people that actually went through slavery that got lashes and you're making a joke about it. I'm like, hey man, look man, god damn, can you make a joke out of anything? He's just making a fucking joke. He's not talking about nobody should get really lashed. Like, god,
he's not really threatening to run up on people.
Yeah with the
whip and like
and hang you up
and hang you up to
like, come on man, it was a joke. Golly, take a joke.
Yes, because of the absurdity is why it became a joke. The absurdity of people like this nigga said lashes, and the internet has been running with it ever since. Yeah, Dr. Umar, like, it's been a while since we potted, so I'm trying to remember. Dr. Umar do anything crazy since we've been gone?
Nothing crazy since we've been gone. I don't think.
Well, for 2023, we got some 2023 releases coming up. I don't know. What's first? What's like the first big one that's coming?
Oh yeah,
Ant-Man. Quantum. Yeah, that's about to be crazy.
When does that drop? Something drop in February. Not just Marvel. Just like big movies. I know we anticipating a lot of shit. Like, you know, of course, the Creed movie.
Ant-Man drops February 17th. Oh, it's 2 days. 2 days from my birthday. And then, damn, what else? Hold on. Shit, I don't even. I know it's
Quantumania is 2 days. All right. 2 days before your birthday or 2 days?
2 days before.
Okay.
All right, so most anticipated for 2023. Let's see.
Do you like for like Russ as far as like
this is about to be Jonathan Majors' year. I just wanted, that's my 2023 prediction. This is his year.
Yeah, he getting ready for it. Do you like fall into the whole like zodiac sign like stuff? Like, all right, because like, what are you like?
A Pisces.
Yeah, I'm Pisces.
Pisces, like, I don't like, so I don't know.
I don't know what it means.
No, what's the thing wrong with Pisces?
That your Mercury is in retro J's.
It's like
you guys are. What are you guys supposed to be?
Yeah. It's like maybe super emotional. I don't know what it is. I think it's something like that.
Well, nonchalant.
It's something vague. A lot of people can.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, the Sunday Dinner Podcast doesn't subscribe. Well, on the podcast, what people say that we are supposed to be or whatever. Social media, B might fall into, you know, he might play with it a little bit, but
yeah. I just think it's all funny. I like people treat these zodiacs like descriptions. It's just like when people will watch a commercial and like they'll say, the commercial will ask you, have you been feeling groggy lately? You start feeling the symptoms as you're
I've been groggy.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, yeah, you know what I have. That's how people are with zodiac signs. Like, yeah, you know, you're a caring person. Yeah, I am a caring person. Yeah, you know, you love animals. You cry sometimes when you're sad. Yeah, that is me. That's so me. You don't fuck with drama. That's right. I don't like drama. You fucking liar. So that's why I just look at it. I just run with it, and then, you know, some of it is a joke to me. But I let people live. You know, some people like really believe in it. So I let it rock. I let the zodiac shit rock and stuff. I hate when they ask me it and I say, oh, I'm a Virgo, and then they just throw a whole bunch of attributes on me. Like, what? You don't even know me. Like, how do you? Oh, that means you're abrasive, and but you don't like to be around. Like, what? Man, why are you throwing all this shit on me?
In the club, they
in the in the club. That's like, man.
Hey, what are you? I'm a Virgo. All right.
Oh, that means you like you rude, but you also will say, you will give your last to say that, like, I ain't giving nobody shit. Hey, how about that? Don't tell me I'm generous. I don't know. Yeah, no. I think zodiac shit is really funny. So Quantumania.
Yeah, so I got the full list pulled up for all 2023 movies.
Okay,
well, we got so that Megan movie comes out January 6th, where it's like the robot, whatever. You seen that? You seen the trailer for that one? The little girl like the robot.
Wait, which movie's
called Megan?
Megan. Oh yeah. That look creepy as hell.
Yeah, don't nobody care. House Party. Don't nobody care. House Party comes out January 13th.
Yeah, let's shout out to Jacob Lattimore out here.
We got Ant Man February 17th.
He's only, well, mind you, Russ is only happy because LeBron's producing that.
Oh yeah, hey man, listen, it's a win. You know, he's competing with Seven Bus Productions. You know, LeBron got put these movies out, man. Bet on yourself.
And we got Cocaine Bear February 24th. Jesus, that's just about to be.
I heard about that.
That's about to be crazy, man.
Cocaine.
Oh, we got Creed 3 March 3rd.
Yes, sir.
And then we got Scream 6 March 10th.
They still going? Oh, shit.
Shout out to them. Shout out to them for keeping it going. Golly.
Y'all got to have a built-in fan base. To, like,
all right. And then we got
the first two were fire. They were on fire. I don't know how many people saw the Scream 4, Scream 5. And,
shout out to, whoever designed that mask, I hope you're getting royalties. Cause.
Yeah. Now that's an injustice. If he was complaining, I don't want to hear shit from Lil Romeo. The nigga who.
You don't want to hear shit from Ice Cube either? Like,
No, Ice Cube, hey, man. Fight to get it back somehow. Keep asking them. They'll give it to you eventually. Just keep asking them for it back. tell them it's the right thing to do.
Then we got Shazam Fury of the Gods March 17th, which is basically the sequel and the last movie.
$7 production.
They also asked Zachary Levi about the future, and he's like, oh yeah, they didn't tell me yet that I'm fired. I'm like, you gonna find out soon. Yo, shit's a wrap. And then we got
Gunn is coming. James Gunn is coming.
We got John Wick 4 the 24th.
Oh shit, I forgot about.
Shout out John
Wick. John Wick 4.
I forgot about
right.
John Wick. All right.
And we got Dungeons and Dragons the 31st. Who cares? Super Mario Brothers movie on April 7th.
Not going to see it.
It might be good. You know, sure.
Are you going to see it?
Chris Pratt.
Are you going to see it?
I didn't see Sonic. I didn't see Sonic in theater, so I'm worth anything to hit stars.
Are you going to see it?
Yeah, Sonic's been out.
Are you going to stream it? So you're not putting that money up. All right. No, he ain't putting that money up.
Oh, I'm a Virgo, all right, but I ain't generous, nigga.
We got Renfield with Nicolas Cage on April 14th, and then we got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 May 5th, Fast 6 May 19th. No, sorry, wait, Fast 10.
I was there. Fast what? I'm like, what?
Fast 10. My bad.
Dwayne is back. He did it.
Hey, re-release it.
We got Fast 10 May 19th, Little Mermaid May 26th, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse June 2nd. We got Transformers Rise of the Beast June 9th. No Hard.
Oh, the Transformer movie. That's gonna be good.
A couple things. The Little Mermaid movie is gonna be dope. Do numbers. Shout out to Disney. And shout out to Halle. You know what I mean? She's out here living her life with her boyfriend DDG. You know, they out here making money, doing everything.
Still don't know what he does.
He's YouTuber.
I know he's YouTuber. I know. I'm saying that jokingly. He's just around. They interview him for whatever reason.
For the YouTube views. I am excited to see Transformers, the new one. Like that one. That shit looks crazy. Have you messed with the previews?
That trailer for that trailer looks trailer. It looks fire. Yeah, no.
I'm excited for that and the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That shit was the first one. Do you think
the Transformers movie they might do a post credit scene? And then Shia LaBeouf comes back.
That'd be nuts. If they did though, that'd be
his character
crazy.
Dead. They already confirmed that in the fourth. Third,
but they
fourth
can
month.
Make up some shit. To
no,
bring,
it, no, like have you seen Transformers? Don't have no parameters. There's no comic books on Transformers. Are there comic books on
Transformers? This one takes place in the '90s too. So it just.
Oh shit!
It's like a whole reboot.
But now I'm just saying like yeah. It's
so
yeah,
they
can't
bring him back. Baby.
So little baby could be
little baby Shia
sent with Wiki. And then they can show him as an adult. It looks dope. Then it was like, yo, because that's why they didn't have Bone being the new Camaro.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
this one the same universe as the that Bumblebee movie or whatever.
It looks fire.
So it takes place in the '90s. So this is pre. This is a whole prequel then.
This is the best looking prequel ever.
This is a whole reboot.
Mark Wahlberg didn't happen.
Oh, that didn't.
Yes,
John
all,
Cena didn't
all that,
happen.
All that
none
shit
of that.
Happen. No, every so basically anything. Did you see the Bumblebee movie without John Cena?
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
Hell no, I didn't want that.
So that still happened.
Yeah, so
okay.
that's all the same.
So that's connected. Yeah. Okay.
So John Cena started this new universe.
Basically, started a new universe. Right. Okay. I didn't know. I thought John Cena's was still somehow connected.
Because
to the Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, once they made the last one, it was like the last night when they went underwater and all that shit, and then Optimus came back and was whooping all their ass. That was the last one of that trilogy. I mean, that cinematic thing, and they closed that off, and they're like, okay, well, let's just reboot the whole thing now, and then start over.
One of the craziest things that I learned about certain universes, what's in the same universe. The craziest thing is that the Matrix series and the Terminator series are in the same universe.
Stop it.
The black lady that created both Like they never merged.
Go ahead.
I saw that she created both, and she said, like, you know, secretly there the apocalypse happens because in Terminator because of the Matrix. Like, so they are actually connected. It's just that it's two different. One's in the distant future and everything. So, and then one is a cause and effect thing. There just hasn't been a crossover, but there is a connection between the Matrix series and then Terminator and the Terminator series. So, that's crazy. I don't know how you go connect Christian Bale. I'm always slandering that Terminator movie. I don't know why that should happen, but shout out to the first two Terminator movies and then the last one that they did. Those are the three most fire ones. So. Shout out to the Matrix series, man. Yeah.
Classic. We don't acknowledge the fourth one. It never happened. Just a trilogy.
Are we gonna acknowledge John Wick 4 when that comes?
Oh yeah, man. Shout out John Wick.
Because which one have you not seen?
No, you should see them all. They're on streaming.
Only seen two. He's like us in the 90s. We only watched part two of every movie.
But why won't you just watch them?
Is it on Peacock or what?
They're on whatever stream. Look it up. What streaming service are they on?
Peacock. It was originally, but it expired, so you just missed
it. Doesn't matter.
It's on another streaming service now.
If you need the Starz password, I got you. If you need the whatever password is, we got them all. Like we between us all, we have every single streaming service that you need.
John Wick 2.
Oh, yeah, that's on HBO. My bad.
John Wick 2 is crazy. And not seeing the first one is crazy.
Like I said,
seeing John Wick out of context is crazy.
It's funny. I type in John in my searches, Russ Bucks. But
So the next one we got is. Triple entendre, don't even ask me. We got No Hard Feelings, June 16th. Who cares? We got The Flash, June 23rd.
Oh yeah, that's gonna reset everything.
That closes out the gunverse. Indiana Jones comes out June 30th.
It's on Apple TV. John Wick 1 is on Apple TV. You got Apple TV. I got your Apple TV password. Dude,
and when did you see John Wick 2?
Did
you see it in theaters?
Yeah, I got invited to like a movie, and then I was like, okay, cool. So I went, and then yeah.
Okay, I thought you saw John Wick 2. You just at home tonight and just I'm gonna start with John Wick 2, and then just skip. It's just like volunteering, just going straight to John Wick 2 and not seeing John Wick 1 is insane. but hey, man, first one is still the best one. I don't know, because you started with two, so you might have a bias to it, because that was your introduction to John Wick.
So we also get the Marvels in end of July with Captain Marvel and all of them in there. Then we get Blue Beetle in August.
Is that
Equalizer 3 in September? Damn, this year about
are we getting Marvel Disney Plus?
Russ, if you don't watch John Wick 1 and 2, one and 3. Oh, you don't gotta watch 3. Like, you gotta watch 1.
Yo, watching John Wick 4, just seeing 2 and 4. Yeah.
I'm
going to see 4. You didn't even see 3.
You better watch 1. Like I said, you seen 2. 1 and 1 will make you appreciate 2 a lot more. 3, I'm not bugging on you on 3. You better watch 1 though. Like,
I'm gonna check.
That's the same shit you said about Four Brothers. We waited.
We waited
2 years for you to watch it.
It was like 2 months.
It wasn't 2 months. It was a year before you. It was on year 2 when you was like, I finally watched Four Brothers.
No, it was like 5 months. It was like five or 6 months. But you got around to it. Holiday season.
Was it?
To see Victor Sweet.
Was it before the 100 episode or no?
Yeah, that was before. I think it was
Because the 100's at my house, right?
Yeah.
He saw it before.
Way before that.
Right for year 2. Yeah, like I said, we were running on year 2 of this pod, and you didn't watch it. What are you talking about? So no, I don't want to hear that. I want you to Four Brothers us and be like, oh yeah.
Four Brothers, that's one movie. We're talking about a trilogy where like we have to convince him to watch the first one.
Yeah, that's
before
it.
John Wick 4.
Like I said, 3. I'm okay with you not seeing 3. But you definitely got that.
Yeah, no,
I got him added to the list. So yeah,
Let me see the list. What else is on the list?
I got. Oh no, I just added. Hold on, let's see.
I got on my HP. There's nothing going on right now, but BMF drops in a week.
We got So I got. I just added John Wick 3.
What list is it? You can create a list.
Oh, you got a watch list.
It's not a note. It's not a note. It's like a real thing.
Yeah, bump that up though. And dog, it's funny because you saw in tears. Do you even remember what happened in John Wick 2?
Bro, this was like 4 years.
John Wick 2 was a long time ago. So.
But two does it.
So he probably won't even remember 2. If you going to see 4. So he's going to see 4 and I don't know what the fuck is happening. You were going to 4 not even knowing.
You didn't get to see why people love Keanu Reeves so much because that movie was so. You got to see 1. You got to see 1. 2 and 3 don't make sense without 1.
Yeah, and 1. Because there was no plan. There was no plan originally to do a whole series when they did the first one. This was supposed to be a one off.
And they
bet on themselves.
And if you're talking about origin stories, it's one of the best origin stories of all time.
Oh yeah, no, you got it's fire origin story.
Yeah, I'll get one watched by tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'll be caught up by next episode. I'll be caught up.
All right, that's a bet. You gonna watch it?
Yeah, I bet
it up.
I'm not.
I can't wait to see the group chat conversations once you watch one.
Yeah, because I forgot what else he was watching, and then in real time he was update. Oh yeah, no, that he was when you was watching Raising Kanan. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was great. That was happening. But also speaking of the Best Man series, great series, man. I definitely recommend y'all watch it. Sanaa Lathan is the villain. People try to argue me down on Twitter because people love Sanaa Lathan, but no.
I low-key feel like I need to rewatch like the first one because I haven't seen Best Man like the first one in a while. So I think I didn't see Best Man Holiday. My bad.
No shit.
So yeah, I'm gonna rewatch both those and then go into this because I keep hearing good things about the series and stuff. And they got my guy Terrence Howard.
They did a great job. Fan service, they did right. And Peacock gave them the budget.
Peacock coming.
God damn. They're
low key, they're turning into like a very solid. It's like a.
It's like if you look at the budget, they gave Bel Air a huge budget. Like they gave the Best Man series. They knew this was going to be a hit, so they did not play around. They gave a full budget. That series is going to make you want to go on a vacation. Like everybody, because everybody's been posting about, everybody says the same thing about this Best Man series. It makes me want to go wherever they went to shoot this movie, whatever island that was. Like they got everybody on like whole vacation mode. They want to go to whatever Bahamas or whatever resort that they went to. It looked amazing. But what I want the people of Gotham to realize, I don't think y'all can afford where they went to go on vacation. Mind you, all the characters are rich. The characters are rich at this point. They're there for a rich ass way. It's a very expensive vacation. I just want to let y'all know that the $800 ain't gonna get it done. You ain't about to get that villa. You ain't about to get the Morris Chestnut. He plays a football, but he's a rich ass retired. No, y'all not afford. Harper has got a movie budget to turn his book from the first movie into. But yeah, y'all are not staying where they stayed to do the Best Man. Like, but yeah, no, really great. Terrence Howard's hilarious in the series, yeah, like even in the first one, in the first movie, you know, we get introduced. Like we knew that she was the villain from the people saying they knew from the jump from the bathtub scene with the rose petals. Like they just didn't trust her from the jump. And like it's weird because like they did Brown Sugar together. Sanaa Lathan is connected to like pretty much all these movies: the Wood, The Best Man, Love and Basketball, Brown Sugar. Like, there's a part in Sanaa Lathan's in all of them. She doesn't come into the end of the very last scene in The Wood, but every other movie she's like in them full on. But in the movie Brown Sugar, her and Taye Diggs, like, you actually believe them, that they like each other. The best man, there was, like, no chemistry with them two. I don't know if I'm the only one that notices it, so I don't see how anybody is even rooting for them as a relationship. Like, she has no charisma. She's very, Sanaa Lathan is very bland in the best, as far as the best man. Brown Sugar, amazing. Her and Taye Diggs together, amazing. I don't know why it's the same two people, but I don't believe them as a couple when I'm watching the best man. Or the Best Man Holiday, or this goddamn series, but it's really good. It's really good. Lots of laughs. Can't take Terrence Howard serious for shit. like Terrence Howard is Terrence Howard in everything at this point. Like, he didn't give a fuck. He knew this was his last project. He knew he was retiring, and so that's why he decided to kind of play it how he played it in this Best Man series. I don't know. Have you started it at all? Or
no, I haven't.
I had to go back and watch Best Man Holiday because I, you know, forgot.
I'm gonna give the band, like, I wasn't a fan of, like, the Best Man series, like, in general. I seen the series.
Oh, you talking about the movie series? I thought you were talking about the Peacock series.
So, like, I watched the Best Man and I was like, all right,
cool. I was
as a shorty.
We all watched it. I was like, my sister and I
wasn't invested.
I never understood the hype. I was never a fan of the Best Man. Like, that's black blasphemy. Did even say that? Hot take. I didn't get really invested until this Peacock series came out. And I said, let me go back and rewatch this. And I was, you know, because I they're gonna do a lot of fan service, a lot of, you know, like, entitled, because everybody said that they did it well. Because you know it's hard to do sequels or reboots and stuff that's held in high regard and live up to it, and they said they did a good job. So, okay, so let me go back and revisit all this shit. And it's not like rewatching all the Marvel movies. You just got to watch one movie and then the Holiday.
I was like, Best Man Holiday was dope.
That was dope.
I'm like, and
I thought that was dope from the jump.
I understood the callbacks.
Yeah, and we're grown at this point when Best Man Holiday came out. Yeah. So, and watching it, so everybody agreed that they did it well because, you know, they did it.
Yeah,
like, no, don't touch the Best Man. It's a classic, or whatever. And they gave us a holiday movie that can be revisited every Christmas and stuff. And the series just so happened to drop at the right time because Best Man Holiday, you know, showing up all in Yagra and like, oh, well, let me go. It's a Christmas movie, I can watch it. So I watched it and I'm like, all right, now I can, let me watch this Peacock series. And the way it picks up and they tie up all the storylines and give us closure and conclusion, I stand by every decision. They, you know, some people get mad and like where everybody's relationships goes or has an opinion on how it went. I think they did it right. I think I stand by every decision. You know, I slander certain characters, and you'll see why when you watch the show. But damn it, I think they did it right. They did it right. I stand by their decisions.
Shout out Peacock.
Yeah, shout out to Peacock. They gave them the budget, Orin. They gave them the fucking budget.
As they should, though.
As they should, because like, you think they gave Bel Air a budget, boy? They gave this Best Man series, boy. Because I was just telling Russ and how people on Facebook, they feel inspired to go on those vacations that they went on the Best Man series, because it makes you want to go to whatever islands they were, but no one wants to break the news to Gotham you guys cannot afford where these niggas went, where Morris Chestnut, because these characters are rich in the Best Man series, you know, because you know Morris Chestnut, pro athlete, former pro athlete, Harper's book turned to a movie and all. So these everybody else is successful, owns the biggest of whatever field they're in. So this is a very expensive vacation that everybody is aspiring to go on. But when they see the prices for that, they were staying in the super extra $20,000 suites. And but good luck. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. Beautiful to watch.
Dope.
Any other? All right. BMF is coming back. We're 1 week away.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
1 week away from BMF.
Man, it was funny.
Lala's bet. Lala's here. As expected.
Goddamn right.
As predicted, Lala's finagled her way into the series.
Nah, she didn't make that. She didn't make that cameo in the first season for no reason. You know, what's funny is that me and Meeks, we rewatched, like, you know, the first season, and she was laughing like, yo, Lil Meech's acting was wild, terrible at the beginning. Like, it got progressively better, but no, the first couple episodes, it's hard to
rough,
watch.
It was rough,
and we're laughing like at the, like, you know, older version that they showed a couple times.
Yeah,
the fake ass braids.
The fake ass braids is hilarious.
That definitely isn't Big Meech. It's hilarious. Yeah. And then we watched the documentary. So, which was also funny, like to like coincide with the with everything that was going on mm-hmm. with the series, and they were just like, we're just laughing, like, yo. The fact that, and this made me be like, yo, yeah, free Big Meech, because they literally have nothing on Big Meech.
Nothing. Yeah. Yeah, that dog, they really.
Gotta prove it.
Yeah. Like, no, we know you did it, but we gotta prove it.
No, he literally took the fall only because, like I said, they had Terry on wires. Like, they had, Terry's name was on shit, you know, Southwest E. Like, his was on everything. Meech only took a dive only because they were gonna include his father on something, which is funny. Like watching the series, like you would think that
like, that he's not trying to protect his father, like.
You but know, yeah, no, nah, the big
Charles. The internet hates Charles, boy. That season one made the internet.
It's the actor too, because that dude always plays.
The actor also.
He's never a good father in anything he is in.
He's like, always no good in it.
No, so it was funny on the documentary. He was just like, when I first got in the room with T was like, you know, shit, I'm gonna go with God. He's like, yo, God told me to tell you, we taking this, please, so that mom and pop's gonna get jammed up. But he's like, they don't.
So that's where T.I. got it from. Yeah. My cousin told me, you can go ahead and snitch on him.
Because he was saying, but like, so Meech was like, he's like, so I've been hustling since 90. So like, y'all got me. So 15 years, y'all have nothing on me. And he was like, I never talked on the phones. Like, he's like, that was a T always was on the phones. But he was like, whatever.
He was all the way in LA. So,
but he was just like, like, them ledgers that they found, that was all T shit. Like, I don't write nothing down. I was like, I was running this shit, you know, however he was running it. But, it's funny seeing like Southwest T out now. Like,
yeah,
he's out here living. Like, he's out here chilling.
Yeah, he be on the set and everything.
Yeah,
nah, he out on technicality. He got out because of COVID.
Yeah, on technicality, got out.
Got out. Cool.
And he was supposed to get out before Meech anyway, but he got out.
It was something to see when he was just like, yeah, no, we're not gonna let mom and pops go down for it.
Yeah,
they don't got me on nothing. I got you.
Yeah, no, shout out to me. Shout out to Lil Scrappy getting showing that same club footage of him next to me several times.
It's funny, and yeah, we're not there yet, but man, they kept showing that him and Nelly. They showed that him and Nelly feature on that picture on their documentary 17 times.
Yeah, that's how I felt about the Lil Scrappy footage of him just in the club next to me. They just kept showing that over and over. They did not have enough footage for this documentary. But shout out to the BMF series coming back, man. Cash Doll, we'll get to see her act some more Cash Doll. They bringing her back. I thought
it was a wrap. But the series is super dope though. Like I said, me and Meeks, while I ran through it again, it was like, yo, this is dope. Like I said, them first couple episodes
had to find the footing.
Had to find a rhythm. You know, acting is about reacting.
It was funny too. Like 50 was saying, like, man, if I didn't catch him when I caught him and put him at acting school, Lil Meeks was going. Was going to try to be Big Meech on a different level. But yeah. I do know that Lil Meech was, when he was on the Breakfast Club, and he was saying, like, no, I grew up good. Like I said, like, Meech got money to stash away. Whenever he get out, Meech is going to get the same thing like Southwest T. Southwest T came out, this nigga got a Rolls Royce. I'm like, all right. So they ain't get all your money. they ain't get all that money that you.
Russ, did you see Homegirl lying on Drake? You know, they was trying to end 2022 on some fuckery, boy. They tried to. For those that don't know, how did this start, Russ? Where did this girl come from?
I don't even know the story like that. I think I heard it was a TikTok story, but I said Drake flew her out.
Yeah, Drake.
Oh, so no, no. Okay, so
it's a TikTok.
When Meek showed me the joint, I was like, Drake flew her. She She
was saying, like, you don't deserve an Uber. I wasn't even Uber.
I'm like, she's like, she was like, all the stories is on my, like, on my Instagram or whatever. Y'all can go check it. I'm like, all that shit can be fabricated. But she said, mind you,
I got them receipts. She didn't have any receipts. They weren't receipts.
She said that Drake flew her out, got her there. She was like, we kicked it. He kept
made her sign an NDA. Can't skip that part.
Yep.
But she said, but I read the NDA, so I know what's in it, so I know what I can and can't talk about. Man. Nothing about you says you are great, like,
lawyer. Reading?
Reading. Or you have that you have power of attorney.
So she was saying, okay, did that, and he's like, we were kicking it, and then he kept asking me about having kids and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Drake never planned to have kids. Like, the son that he has, that was a big accident.
Yeah, that was a big red flag there. It was like, he kept saying, I want to put a baby. Do you want me to put a baby? Right. Like, okay. The story doesn't sound like, and then I pulled out my.
And then she was like, oh, okay. So then we went to our room.
We did what we did.
And then I put on my phone recording. And then he slapped the phone really aggressively.
First of all, time out right there. First of all, Drake is taking your phone upon, and even if you did.
Do you think you have your phone in his bedroom? Like, yeah. The boy been that boy for at least 10 years.
Even Bow Wow takes their phones. Yeah. Even, like, when you become a prime Andrew, you have to get through the security guard, they give it to him, and then you go through another door, and then you get in. Like, you got to sign the NDA that's on the desk by the door.
Yeah. You think you got a phone actually in the bed? Like, what?
And all of this sounds like it's against NDA rules. Nothing, like, the fact that you're talking about this seems like if you sign the NDA, this sounds like some shit that goes against NDA disclosure. None of this sounded real.
It's funny that it did get to his attention.
So, Russ, did you see what Drake posted?
He said, never met, never flew.
Never flew. Like, I was reading in his voice, never met. Never flew. Like his poetry on Take Care. That's how I was reading. May your neighbors respect you. Like, we're fucking, like that. Like, that's how I was reading it. Like, you know, I remember he said, never met, never flew. And then there was one more, never. It was like all fancy. It looked like it was rolling out an album. Rolling out song. like the way he dressed. Yeah, so he definitely heard it. Which means he heard Drake hears everything. Heard those because people were believing it. People were,
people were really like on her page. Like I said, my wife definitely like, oh, you just see this?
There were a lot of people like, believe her, believe women. He, because they'll bring up his baby mom. Like, because when people say, I don't believe Drake, I don't believe. Well, his mother's a porn star. Baby mother's a porn star, so he'll fuck anything. Like,
I'm sure he's fucked everything.
He's fucked a lot of things. You know what I mean? Any creature, any little old creature, like look like just who shot.
But looking at Shorty, I'm like, he flew you out.
He flew you out. Like, you weren't just around the way, and then like, oh hey, you want to come inside? Like, no. Like, no. Like, yeah. She said she was flown out. Like, he found her on Instagram and, you know, DM'd her. Oh, let me fly you out. Like, what? Like, the story didn't sound like really real.
So. Yeah, this didn't make sense from the beginning. So I was like, no, I'm good.
Speaking of stories that, you know, didn't sound real to some people, Tory was convicted. Some people didn't believe, you know, certain types
locked
of
up.
So he's locked up. He's got, you know, sentencing's coming up soon.
A couple weeks.
And they got him on five charges or three charges?
Three charges.
Three charges. Three out of the five.
Got them all.
Yeah.
Three strikes and you're out.
You're out.
They say he's probably going to appeal it, but, you know, good luck with that.
Nah, that's cool. But he's definitely about to.
Should have hired a better lawyer.
If you did this, you did this.
The jury was not convinced.
I don't know how LC could have spent it. Like I said, like they took a bit. Like you said, like they wanted them to prove.
Should have took that plea. Should have took that plea. Should have took that plea deal.
Yeah, the plea deal was one year. Now, yeah. Now you're looking at max of 23.
Yeah, man.
You definitely getting deported.
Oh yeah, and you getting deported too. So that's another thing. Oof.
Yep. I mean, it's funny like seeing people's reaction to the process of things. People are like, oh, they come from right away. I'm like, that's what happens when you're found guilty. Yeah, like when you're found guilty, yes, you're going to jail.
And then the audio leaked of the phone call to Kelsey.
But it was like, oh, all right, so he didn't. That's what they heard, and that's what, like, it is what it is. He wanted to go to, he, like, what's the saying?
Russ, did you hear the audio? The Tori calling Kelsey?
Yeah, I heard pieces of it. I was like, nigga guilty.
He did it.
That nigga did that shit.
You did it. Like, what? But again,
we're tearing down the black man. We're just after him.
The funny thing is, like, yo, you could have. You're trying to preserve innocence for something that you did, and that's what your lawyers are trying to, you know, get past and get done or whatever. Like, they're doing their job, but. You did it, so you should have took the.
He didn't want it because that's an admission of guilt in the public's eyes. Again,
but like I said,
and he's like, "Oh, my career be over, even though I only get a year, man, my career's over because they don't think that I did it." So
you was like, "I might be able to get off
if I can beat this. I can create enough, you know, doubt."
Now you're looking at 20, so.
Yeah, it's not looking good. And that audio really didn't help. Like, because the verdict still didn't change a lot of people's mind. People were like, big probably, no, you know, they was hating on him. Then that audio leaked, like, all right, y'all getting, y'all looking real quiet, boy. The incels was out here, boy. It was not, they got real quiet once with that audio. Like, ooh, that did not look good. It's hard to defend that. So, that nigga guilty. That nigga did that shit.
Whatever he's saying he did.
He did that shit.
Did that shit.
Sports, man. Sports. Hey, man, football. We playoffs right around the corner.
Yes, sir. It's
almost a wrap. Who y'all got today? Who's this week with the Philly play? Anybody?
They play the Saints. I think we're about to lose this game, but most likely.
Oh. What time you play?
We're playing right now. Fourth quarter.
Oh shit. Is it fourth? Yeah. What's the score looking like?
Down 13-10. They got the ball. So y'all just lost the ball. So we'll see what happens.
Y'all can still win it. And then the Giants.
We up.
Suffered a loss against the Vikings last week. In another clutch down to the wire moment. It's in true Vikings fashion.
It's good. You know what's funny though is that, like, this is what the Vikings do. They get you guys hype. We'll always make it when it's winning time. But when it's winning time in the playoffs,
no, they don't get us. Even during the season, I keep saying no. They're not getting my hopes up. Even these wins, they've been stressing us out, and we appreciate these wins. But I don't even believe in the Vikings. I'm just watching it and having fun as we go. Like, oh shit, won another one. I still don't believe when it comes down to the playoffs.
We are the best.
Because people play differently and they play a whole lot harder when it's the playoffs.
We're the best division in football, so
we're gonna have three people in the playoffs.
I don't know. The Washington
Redskins are out.
They're out. Yep.
Then we're
up right now. So.
But it's looking like the Cowboys just might, if they get, because you were saying earlier that
they gotta lose out.
Yeah, Cowboys got to win out. Cowboys got to win out, and I think the Eagles have to lose out. And I think it still would be like, because they had split. I think it's still, they probably go to like strength. I don't know what happens then, because they'd have to go to like
a tie.
Well, let me, because it would depend on who, like, what they're doing. Because I think the Cowboys have a stronger divisional record. That's the thing. Yeah,
I know. So
because Cowboys are 4-1 in the division.
Oh, okay. So they
lose 3-2.
Yeah. So y'all got to. Y'all gotta win out, or y'all gotta win against us next week. Which, like I said, I want us to bench everybody, but I don't know how that's gonna go. But
yeah, as always, I'm happy for the Vikings. I don't believe in the Vikings, but I'm happy for them. Anytime we win, we'll take any win we got. I don't believe you're not getting me. You're not about to trick me.
Russ. Speaking of keeping on sports. How you feel about Big Bron
being a fan of the Vikings? Playing. I just wanted to put that out there.
uh, giving up on the Lakers? Is he giving up?
He didn't
on
give up on it. He just
he deleted people, a tweet.
Wait for hey, man, wait, shit, for context. Tell us what happened.
Give him the story.
So he had a tweet last year that said, like, when he was watching the playoffs, and he was just saying, like, you know, I won't miss the playoffs again the rest of my career after watching this. Like, you know, this is like really motivating me. He deleted the tweet, and then like he went in the after like the game.
No such thing as deleting the tweet.
Yeah, and then so everyone, you know, everything he does, you know, everything he does, the news basically. So everyone's like, oh my god, what does this mean? And then like, also, too, after he lost the game, he was basically talking about how, like, they asked him how much longer he wanted to play, and he was just like, well, you know, I know what I bring to, like, a team, and, like, you know, I want to be in the best position to, like, compete, for, like, still compete for championships and still, you know, win games. It's basically him telling the org. I think everyone keeps saying he's, like, basically, like, oh, he's, like, he's leaving the Lakers. I'm like, no, I think what he's telling the, like, what the front office is, like, yo, like, y'all got to do something, because the way they're moving right now is, like, they don't have really any urgency because, like, they're not trying to make any trades. There's not that much they can do, but I would definitely still see if you can move, like, Pat, Bev, or, like, Kendrick, somebody, you know what I mean? Because, like, at some point, like, I mean, like, yeah, like, AD's going to come back, you know, mid-January and stuff, and, like, he's going to come back. But, like, you know, it's just – it's they're in a weird spot because you got Bron still dropping, like, you know, putting up good numbers and stuff. And, like, they, you know, there's some games are winning, some games are losing, like – and seeing like how they've been in a lot of games that they weren't supposed to be in, and it's just like it's been an up and down year. So I think overall it's just like they got to kind of figure out. I think that in my opinion, the front office is probably just going to punt the season because like, yo, we're selling tickets anyway. So once you know you break Kareem's record, like, you know, that would be good for sales, and then we'll just, you know, season will be a wrap. So
do we want to address you know, the whole AD and back in Zion. Zion been balling. Zion's Zion's looking great. Zion's been going crazy.
Before
do we owe Zion an apology? Because he told us before the season that he's gonna.
But no. What he said was what he was gonna do, and he definitely did it. Well, it was funny.
Happy like, worried for a second, but he's back.
He's healthy.
He's healthy. Like said,
barring a injury sometime soon. My bet, me and Russ's bet is good.
Okay, so it's good on whose end?
Me.
For you, okay.
Is that like that? AD injured ass ain't never playing. Like,
what's the status on AD?
It's like a foot stress injury, so probably.
The
thing
is out. Same shit. Yeah, so out.
It's the same.
No, it's not the exact same injury, but.
Same injury.
It's not the exact same injury. He had an ankle problem last time.
Oh, see,
the
ankle's different. This dive is
no, it's the actual foot. Like, it's not the ankle this time. Like,
oh,
so.
My God. So whatever.
Yeah.
The nigga's out.
Hey, man, be back. Depending on how severe the foot injury, how long surgery
yellow
healing he's going to take.
Yell and scream all you want. Yellow.
Hey, man, the playoffs ain't till, you know, ain't till April. So I'm just saying, like, he got plenty of time.
But Zion's out here putting up crazy.
Shout out to Zion. Nostalgia. Now, Oren, I've been waiting for this because Oren has a very interesting nostalgia that he wants to present to us, a theory, if you will. Oren, what is this theory you want to bring us in and how it's all connected?
So this is a triple entendre, don't even ask me how. So this is a conspiracy theory that I thought of. I randomly seen a clip. And that made me think of this whole thing. So, everybody, if you listen to the podcast, I'm a big Nelly fan. And
shout out to Nelly. We all came up. Russ, you grew up on Nelly. You were outside. Most definitely. Out, so
yeah. Have we all seen the Tip Drill video?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it's very quite infamous. It's been going re-viral again, as it always does.
I'm glad you said that. So there was a clip of the Tip Drill video that came out that had Jermaine Dupri in it.
Yeah, Jermaine Dupri was in the Tip Drill video.
So this came out in 2003.
Sure.
So that might have been the catalyst to the breakup. So Confessions wasn't based on Usher. It was based on Jermaine Dupri. If you believe that,
Jermaine Dupri said he wrote it from real life experience.
Nelly was the reason that Jermaine Dupri was there, and
Jermaine Dupri cheated on set with the strippers because he had never been around stripper clubs in Atlanta ever up until that point.
But on video, like Jada might have been okay with what he was doing, you know, whatever. But on camera, he was clearly tip drilling.
That's really one of the wildest couples, by the way. That made no sense when it happened. Yeah. Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson. Yeah. Like Chris Rock said, I had a shot. We all had a shot.
Hearing Jermaine Dupri's arrogance about it, but so he was like, I was the catch.
All right. I don't think anyone's believing
that was his arrogance. So Nelly propped up the tip drill video because he made the song Tip Drill and brought everybody out, and Jermaine Dupri helped produce the record. But Jermaine Dupri didn't have to be in the video. The video happened, and then that's what that was the straw that broke the camel's back for.
And then he went on to write to Confessions after it all fell apart.
Yep.
And then he gave it to Usher. And then here we are.
So Nelly is responsible for one of the best R&B albums.
That is a crazy conspiracy theory.
But I watched it all the way through. So
it didn't have to be the trip drill video. He could have just cheated on any night.
I'm just saying, that was the one. It was public.
Publicly doing it.
And everybody seen the tip drill video, so that's
so there's Jermaine Dupri with one stripper. At the Beverly Center, like, man, not giving a damn who sees me.
But
so,
that's when Janet was like, you on this one?
Hey, Jermaine Dupri, you a sick nigga walking through the Beverly Center Mall as famous as you are with another girl holding her hand.
I'm saying, my nostalgia is Nelly.
Is responsible for Confessions indirectly.
Indirectly.
Nostalgia for me, going with the New Year's nostalgia. 10 years, I remember exactly 10 years ago, New Year's Eve. I remember where I was, 2012. I was in the driver's seat behind the wheel of a Porsche. I missed the countdown. I was in a Porsche. Driving. For context, I was a valet for this hotel at the time and all that stuff, and it was busiest night of the year. Hated that job, worst job ever that I ever worked at. I hated every minute, and the tips were horrible. I didn't even get really tips like that. And the boss is awful. If my manager insults me again, I will be assaulting him. I did not like that. I hated everything about that job. But I'll never forget sitting behind that Porsche and looking at the fireworks. I just pulled over and parked in the parking lot just looking up at it. It was one of the worst times and one of the worst.
Where were you at?
I was a valet for a hotel, downtown hotel Minneapolis.
Downtown Minneapolis?
Yeah, downtown Minneapolis.
Minneapolis had done fireworks at New Year's.
They did it somehow. I don't know. Someone did. It wasn't authorized. It wasn't legal.
Okay.
It wasn't the city's fireworks.
Oh,
the
city. Okay. Gotcha.
No. It wasn't.
Gotcha.
Right. Someone else was popping off the fireworks and stuff, but yeah, it was like magical and horrible at the same time and all that stuff. But I'm behind the wheel of a Porsche, and I one day this will be mine. Now Porsche Cayennes are my favorite car, and but cheers to 2023, the Jordan year.
Yeah, Taycans are my favorite Porsche. Like, I'm a Porsche fan, obviously from Bad Boys, but yeah. Rose Bucks, what you got?
With the whole like holiday season, I was just thinking about. Back when we were in school, even in college too, and we had like those long like winter breaks. I'd probably say like the college one. I was like, yo, that shit. I used to like underestimate how like much time we used to get off like actual going to class and shit. Like that shit was a legit like a month.
They gave us a month.
I was like, yo, this shit is crazy, man.
They had Jaden like the whole they had a whole like.
It was a good old days, man. That was a great time. I was reminiscing. I miss them days, shit.
Man, so
I'd use my PTO this time to get that much time off, shit.
Oh man, they ain't got any. You know what's crazy? Like companies don't even give you like that. Like, that type of time. Like you got 48 hours, and then you can accumulate some more.
Yeah,
some more.
I'm seeing more people. I just recently seeing more people post that like their jobs. Just announced, yeah, you're all working from home now. There ain't no more buildings. Ain't no more. I'm seeing more and more people do it. So, hey, but shout out to y'all. Shout out to Yeah, man. Episode 118.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
New Year. Yes, shout out to all the people saying New Year, new me. You've been saying it all your life. You're still you because of your zodiac, remember? And your Mercury's and Retro J's.
But
we appreciate all our listeners and hope everyone has a very prosperous New Year. We're going to see you guys. See y'all next week. As always, I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
And we'll see y'all next time. And as always, plates.
Plates.